A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. There are portions of Luke that can make one very uncomfortable. This is one of these passages. It is designed to discomfort the comfortable. And strangely enough, it comforts those who may be struggling in this life. We meet the comfortable rich man and struggling Lazarus, men from the same village who walked parallel roads, yet never related to each other in this world. They were from two very different situations. The rich man traveled in luxury, fine linen, colorful dress, and rich tables, while Lazarus was a poor, starving, crippled beggar with sores all over his body. It appears that these men never saw each other. They never spoke. They never reached out to each other. If they had, life may have been very different for both of them. Have you ever had an experience of not noticing, not seeing what was right in front of you? Sometimes I don't see what I walk by each day. I don't see the chasm between those who have and those who don't. Like our gospel story today. Sometimes it's because it's too painful. Sometimes I don't have answers, so I don't want to see. And sometimes it's easier to pretend that the situation doesn't exist. I just block it out. The point of the gospel is not to remind us that there are hungry people at our gate. It is to implore us to see, to listen, to learn, to step up and really recognize what's happening in our midst, right in front of our eyes. To recognize the social teaching, which instructs us that our love of God is found in deeds, not words. Our passivity, our lack of sight, has consequences. And one consequence is to create an abyss between ourselves and the Lazarus of this world. On that journey, we are challenged to care for the needy, provide shelter for the homeless, offer rest for the weary, and to see everyone who crosses our path each day. God calls us to account not only for what we have done, but also for what we have left undone. May we see what is before us. May we notice the Lazarus in our midst and act right now in whatever ways we are able.